What I'm about to talk about is no joke, and it will begin in around 90 to 91 days. You are about to witness something that Wall Street will not tell you about. I'm going to use a current news story to show you how it is going to happen. And you are about to lose things like your vehicle, like your home, and your job because of what is coming in 90 days. Now, I want to urge you to do something. If you have never seen this channel before, I'm the Economic Ninja. And I'm going to explain something ahead of time, and you're going to see it play out over the next 90 days. And then the effects of what happens in 90 days to the nation is going to hit the masses by the presidential election. And I want you to go down into the comment section and listen to the people commenting, because the people commenting are getting ready to buy your home in a foreclosure auction, in your car, in a vehicle auction, and they are going to still be thriving. Now, as mean as that sounds, as bad as that sounds, and I'm not joking, these are the most amazing human beings around the earth that are putting aside their desires right now to prepare for something that the government and the central banks are planning to hurt you. Please understand that. And the people in the comment sections know this. They all understand that we want you to be a part of this, because this is much bigger than you know. All right. Now, the whole nation, as a matter of fact, the world understands inflation now. When I started this YouTube channel 4 years ago, I said, there is coming a day soon that everyone is about to be an expert in inflation. However, what Wall Street will not tell you, and most economists were never taught this in school for a specific reason, there is a second wave of inflation smack you in the face. It is going to cause massive amounts of job losses, more bank failures, more foreclosures, and more car repos. The reason for this, the easiest explanation, is because the Federal Reserve did not get on top of rates quick enough, and they did not raise them high enough. And today, we have information out of Wall Street that I will prove to you how this is going to happen to you, why it's going to happen to you, and why you are not going to be able to take advantage of the greatest economic downturn since the Great Depression for one simple reason. And I'm going to share that in a second. First, I'll share this story with you. And to everybody that's part of Ninja Nation that is prepared and not scared about this, as a matter of fact, you're excited about this, and yes, you're going to take advantage of it, you're not going to be a part of it, tap one below and then start telling your story of what you've learned recently so that the new people will start seeing this and start joining this mission, because this is a lot bigger than most people believe. All right, so the story is out of Zero Hedge, and it's about financial data that just came out today. It says U.S. producer prices accelerating at the fastest rate in 12 months. Wall Street reacts. It says ahead of tomorrow's CPI, which is the cost price index or consumer price index, traders are eyeing this morning's producer prices for any hints that the disinflation trend will return or not. It says April producer prices rose 0.5% month over month, with March's positive 0.2% month over month revised down to 0.1%. The downward revision did not stop the year-over-year reading rising to 2.2%. It says this is the highest year-over-year reading since April of 2023 and is the fourth hotter than expected headline for the PPI or producer price, the producer price increase, sorry. About 2.5 years ago, I did a video on PPI and how it foretells what is coming in the nation's prices. Because, simply put, as the producer prices, those companies that make the goods that we purchase, as those go higher, they are going to offset their costs, their additional costs, by raising prices to you. But this takes around 90 days, 3 months to get onto the shelves. The back stock has to be depleted in the stores. The stores order more. It comes in at a higher price. It's going to affect you. It is going to affect you massively because, simply put, every time your insurance goes up, your food goes up, the things you need to survive, you can cut lots of things out, like the going out to coffee and, you know, making your own coffee, but certain things you can't. Your electricity goes up, things like that. The things you need to survive, you get squeezed more and more and more. Here's the problem. The companies are in the same exact situation. Some of them understand, like McDonald's, if they keep raising a Big Mac meal over $20, people aren't showing up to eat. So they have to go and compete, and their margins shrink, so they start to lay people off. We saw massive layoffs in the tech sector and in the real estate sector in 2023. This year, 2024, by the end of 2024, honestly, the Democrats are going to have their talking points, and this is what they love. They love the fact that you're losing your job. They love the fact that you're poor. They love the fact that you're in pain. Why? Because they want to lie to you. And don't get me wrong, the Republicans do it too, but the Democrats do it worse. Type two if you agree with that. And you have to understand, they want you in pain so that they can lie to you and say, if you vote for me, you're voting for prosperity because I'm going to go and get free money to give to you. But that's not how it works. That is honestly not how it works. All right. So producer prices are rising, which means they're going to offset that cost and it's going to be higher prices for you, which you are going to stop paying certain bills. We're going to get to that in a second. It says producer prices have been aggressively downwardly revised for four of the last 7 months. Service costs soared, dominating April's PPI gains with energy, the second most important factor, right? Food prices actually declined on a month-over-month basis. Let me explain that to you. In a grocery store, I don't know if you know how this works. Obviously, you go around the outside of the store, it's all the things we should be buying, right? But we go down in the middle aisles where there's the sodas, the chips, and the sugar and all that stuff. But if you go on the outside, you've got the produce, you've got the bakery, you've got the meat section, and then home goods, right? So all around that side. What's happening is in a grocery shelf, the higher end items, the more expensive items are right at your eye level, more than likely. And you have your cheaper goods down below. And during hyperinflation moments, you will see the food isn't all gone from the stores. As a matter of fact, it's totally different. And we're about to move into a slight bout of hyperinflation in America. I know that sounds crazy because it's going to come two different ways. And it has to do with the amount of money printed or what we're about to see right now with this uptick because the Fed hasn't raised rates high enough, fast enough. They're about to start raising rates a little bit more. And that's going to cause a initial mad rush for people like you and I to go to the grocery store. And why wouldn't I go buy the next couple months worth of meat and go throw it in the freezer? You see what I'm saying? That's going to actually cause massive demand in a short amount of time when a mini panic comes in. And that's going to come when the mainstream media allows you to panic. I know this sounds crazy because people usually don't panic until the media tells you to panic. Just like in 2008, you weren't allowed to panic until Lehman Brothers went down and they did perp walks. I'm not joking. These were artificial videos set up of people wearing suits and nice business attire, walking out the door with all their items in a folded file box. And they were walked out at the same time on the mainstream media. That was actually an event that was made up so that you can go, oh my gosh, we're in the Great Recession and the recess. And I know this sounds crazy, but it's because a lot of hedge fund managers that are in the know in a special club, they were shorting markets. Please, please, please understand what's going on and where you can jump into this and go, wait a minute. The whole nation's about to be ravaged by this because quite frankly, one guy sitting in his car without a financial education, by the way, I became a millionaire when I was in my early 20s or mid 20s, sorry. Barely made it through high school. As a matter of fact, they gave me, it was like equivalent to a GED. It was just go away kind of situation. All right. That didn't stop me from making money and understanding financial markets, deep understanding of financial markets. But see, I can't get deep to try and warn the nation because most people go, it's over my head. That is the truth. This channel has been the fastest growing financial channel on YouTube. Ask my Google assistant. This isn't bragging. I am just a dude with a brohawk and a dream of waking this nation up. I don't want to be the only one taking advantage of this crash. And I think this is the most serious video or topic that I can put out to wake the nation up. Now, this PPI, we already know, I just explained how it's about to hit mainstream. And it's going to come at an awesome time for politicians, because they're going to want to lie and deceive our children. They're going to want to deceive our families. They're going to want to deceive our coworkers and say, if you will just vote for me, I'm going to make it all better. Well, guess what? Type 5 if you agree. Politicians have been screwing things up since the dawn of time. And that's so proven, because the one thing they'll never vote for is term limits, because they want more and more corrupt people just like them. So we got to take this nation back. How do you do it? You steal back the money. How do you steal back the money? I know it sounds crazy. You don't let them steal it from you. That's it. You hold on to what you've got. You get out of debt. You go buy inflation hedges. You go get prepared. And then when all this crap's going down, you're competing with Nancy Pelosi. You're competing with the Biden family. All of us. We put together 1 million people. Listen, I'm going to declare something right now. I don't know why, but it's just hitting me. I declare this to be a 1 million view video. That somehow everyone here will be able to share it in a way and get it out, because this is not a joke. I sold 90% of my real estate holdings, which wasn't much, it was like 14 homes in 2006. It should have been 100 homes, but the only difference between 14 and 100 is who I hang out with, who I associate myself with. I didn't know anyone that owned as much real estate as me back then. I was flipping homes, and I started to understand real estate cycles, stock cycles, economic cycles, and I started diving into researching them. And then when all this world shut down, I said, I got to get out and start warning people. It is true. This channel is one of the most viewed, and it got smacked down a couple times because of a couple warnings, but I'm not stopping. Every morning I hit record to warn the nations, to wake people up. If you have seen some of my early warnings and they've come to pass, do me a favor and type them down below, hashtag them and down below so that people can see them. And it's not because I'm super smart. I'm no different than you. I just devoted myself to making money a long time ago, and I want to share that with people. And the Federal Reserve is probably going to do a head fake. I know it sounds crazy, but they're going to put out some very dangerous propaganda a couple months before the election. And they're going to say the economy is strong, and they're going to lower one rate, the Fed funds rate. It's not going to affect the bond market. Please. Understand that it'll dip. The bond market will dip for a little bit. It is supposed to confuse you so that you will vote a certain way. And do I believe our vote doesn't count? Do I believe there's rigging and all that? Yes. But I believe just like when the government tries to take away our weapons, each time they threaten it and everybody runs out and goes and gets a gun, they know those numbers and they've got to try and figure out a different plan. So it's the exact same thing with voting. Okay, please understand that. Do I think that there's votes out there being rigged? Absolutely. Do I believe there's dirty people? Yes. But do I also know that every single time we show up and we vote, and then every time we vote, we're talking about our voting, and more people are understanding, going, our government is trying to destroy us. Honestly, they're trying to enslave us. They just want you to be a good little slave. Like Barbara Boxer once famously said when she was trying to take away guns in California, she goes, I carry a gun. I can have one. You shouldn't. That is dangerous talk, but that's how our politicians also believe about money. We deserve the private jets. We deserve the mansions, and we're going to put the walls around them. You keep working outside. This is akin to serfdom in the medieval ages, when the king would have the castle, and then outside the castle was massive amounts of huts and stuff going on out there producing the food to fatten the king. All right. This is what's happening right now in our country. It's a bunch of oligarchs around the world flying into Davos on private jets, taking away your rights in the name of the earth. And if this doesn't infuriate you, I don't know what will. But this is the biggest thing. And I want to say at the end of the video, the reason why the housing market collapsed in 2008, and you're not going to hear this on CNBC. It's why Fox Business will not ever want to have me on their channel live, because I'll only go live because I'm going to school every single one of them in economics. This is why. There were very few foreclosures in the nation. I want to say it was like around 250,000. That's not a lot. When you couple that with the amount of homes for sale by people that weren't behind or weren't losing their home, right? This is what happened, and this is what's about to happen to the nation. They missed one payment. That's it. They missed a credit card payment, or they slow paid their past due on a car payment. They might have caught it up. They maybe were a slow pay on a mortgage. But the banks do this every time there's a big turn, a big recession. They tighten their standards, and they go, you know what? We can't take B credit. We need AAA. So if you are slow paying or you missed a payment, you are not able to go get a mortgage to go buy that house that just fell 30%, 50%. You're done. Oh, no, sorry, sir. You slow paid a credit card, so you cannot get a new credit card. You cannot get a line of credit. And that's why everything fell, because the buyers were wiped out because they didn't have the cash to buy something, or they didn't have the credit to qualify for a loan. That's it. It's that simple. Good job. You don't need to go to college now to become an economics major. I just showed you how it works. This is the truth. And I don't want that for the nation. Our politicians are disgusting. They're evil. They're greedy. They don't care about you. They care about getting immigrants in here to run over our country, both economically and politically. Do you agree with that? Once you see the light, you're going to absolutely crush it. And we're going to crush it together. This channel, The Economic Ninja, is about you building, developing, and succeeding. End of story. Ninja Nation is a group of people worldwide that are prepared and not scared. If you're part of Ninja Nation and you like that methodology and you're ready to go crush it, say, I am ready, and declare it out loud. And I'm declaring this video to go to a million views. No one can stop it. Google can't stop it. YouTube can't stop it. Government can't stop it. People are going to wake up. I'm telling you, we're going to crush it. The Economic Ninja is out.